In this video on repentance, I will spell out some Hebrew and Greek words, as I have no idea how to pronounce them. So the question is, does repent simply mean to change our mind, or is some action required? In both the Old and New Testaments, the word repent can mean to be sorry about or regret something, or to turn away from sin. In the Old Testament, the King James translates two Hebrew words as repent. The first word is spelled N-A-C-H-A-M and means to be sorry or regretful. An example is in 1 Samuel 15:35, which says, "The Lord repented that he had made Saul king over Israel." In this verse, repented means that the Lord regretted or was grieved that he had made Saul king. The second Hebrew word is spelled S-H-U-B and means to turn from sin. An example is in Ezekiel 14 verse 6, which says, "Thus saith the Lord, repent and turn yourselves from your idols, and turn away your faces from all your abominations." In this verse, repent means to turn away from evil. From these two Old Testament examples, we see that repent can either mean to be sorry about something or to turn from sin. In the New Testament, two Greek words parallel these two Hebrew words. The first is spelled METAMELLOMAI and means to care afterwards, to regret. An example is in 2 Corinthians 7 verse 8, which says, "For though I made you sorry with a letter, I did not repent, though I did repent." In this case, Paul repents, that is, regrets, causing sorrow. The second Greek word is spelled METANOEO, which Thayer's Dictionary defines as to change one's mind for better, heartily to amend with abhorrence of one's past sins. An example is in Acts 3 verse 19 and 26, which say, "Repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, in turning away every one of you from your iniquities." In these verses, repent means to have a change of mind and turn from sin for forgiveness. These examples show that, in both the Old Testament and New Testament, repent can mean to be sorry or regretful about something, or it can mean to turn away from sin. When repent is associated with salvation, it means to turn from sin, as Luke 13 verses 1 to 9 show. In this passage, verses 2 and 4 set the context as sin, and in verse 3 Jesus said, "Unless you repent, turn from sin, you too will all perish." In this verse, repent is present continuous tense, meaning that Jesus actually said, "Unless you continually repent," that is, continually turn from sin, "you too will all perish." Then, in the parable of verses 6 to 9, Jesus said that if a fig tree, a believer, does not bear fruit, then it will be cut down. This passage tells us that a sinner must turn away from sin and lead a holy, repentant life. Otherwise, he will be cut down and perish. Regarding salvation loss, in one sense, it does not matter what repent means. The fact is, Jesus said that we must continue to do it, whatever it is, otherwise we will perish. For example, if repent means to eat an apple a day, then we must continue to eat an apple a day, otherwise we will perish. This makes it obvious that salvation can be lost if we fail to continue to do whatever repent means. Amen.